You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Taisus says, how do you know that there's an Issa of Shatnas for women? Why? What's the question? Because since Tzitzis is Hukash to Shatnas, or Sibba Shatnas Gedilim Tasalacha, so, and women are part of from Tzitzis, it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Gram, it's Machoikas in the Gemara, Re'isa Moisei Prat Luxus Laila, but there's a man, Damar Pshimin, who argues on that. But we paskin, you know, women are potter from tzitzis. So if they're potter from tzitzis, they should be potter from shatnas. Maybe they are. Tzitzis looks from a furisha gemara. You can't really find. You find one gemara of kivegas that's not such a raya. Maybe it's going with a different mandama. That woman, how do you know women are chayav in shatnas? Kivegas says, the gemara says, kovet abrius is not doicha anissa. Yet Tzitzis says, aye, we see a koyin kimi betama for a meis mitzvah. Zoktosis, a lav she'enai shava b'kol. Lav in the kunas ena shava b'kol. And it's a weaker lav. Memele, it's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, like we said, a koyin that is sleeping in a house and there's a rechmatz on a dead person there. You wake him up and you tell him, put on your clothes and run out. If there was no het of kavod abrius, he'd have to run out without his clothes and his whatever he's wearing then, right? But it's a big busha. So we paskin lav she'enai shava b'kor, lav that's not equal to everybody. There's no dinner covered breeze. Frektiv kivegas meila. If women were potter from shatnes, and I could rav say the case of covered breeze that's not doich lav is a moitza klein bebigdoi, right? Moitza klein. I women are potter klein. Oh, so what are you gonna say? Rav, maybe Paskins, a woman are having tzitzis to have shatnas. Rav says you don't say emes, the parish of tzitzis at night because you're potter from tzitzis. So Rav must hold your women are potter tzitzis. Yet he holds that klayim you take off. So you see it's a lava shavakol. You see women are chayv. That's Rabbi Kivegas kasha. He says that's the raya that women are chayv shatnas. Very shayna. He repeats his kasha three times in different places. Another thing is a psaka mugan of Rav. Magen Avraham says a guy goes to shul. All of a sudden, he realizes he's wearing a talis, and his talis is since it's a puzzle. To take it off as a shtickle busha, you know, people go over. You know, shidduchim. You're 55 years old, and they'll ask you. So, what does he do? He could keep it on. Magen Avraham says a few reasons: this thing, that thing. It's shev al tasa. It's this. Frekim kivek. What's the shalot? Since this is only by men, not by women. It's ain't a shavu karl. Ain't a shavu karl. Is there's no din of love in the classe. So I want to suggest the following Torah. I think it's an emistic of Torah. And it starts with a Gemara in Yevamis. Maybe we'll say it out. You can, okay? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that there's a klal essay d'chaloisis. Everybody knows that, right? Even if you didn't learn it, but from this year, you must have heard it at least 50 times. An essay d'chaloisis. An essay is d'chaloisis. Now, an essay is not d'chaloisis of an essay. If something's a loisis of an essay, it's not d'chaloisis. So Gemara says, so how come by Mitzayra that has to shave his after you make tire, he shaves his head and Mela is cutting off his payas, right? So there's an Isser, a lav and an essay, right? Like Sakif and Kadeshim Tiyud. Gemara learns that it's a lav and essay. How could the essay of Taglachas Mitzayra push away the tire? It's because there's a concept. So learn out from there that essays Deicha Loises have an essay. So Gemara says no, that it's a lav ve'esei she'ena shava b'kol, because women don't have the issa of shaving their peis. Right? The Gemara learns out that shaving their peis is hookish to a beard. A woman doesn't have a beard, even if she has a growth. It's not called a zakan; it's called a growth. It's called a shuma, and therefore she doesn't have the issa of peis. So the Gemara says essa is not deicha lois of essay. I mitzayra is deicha shaving the peis. It's a lois of essay she'ena shava b'kol. Okay, that's the Gemara here. Fractus is over there. Void kosher. Let's speak out, and then we'll read it inside. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that let's say you have an Isure Lavin fall to Yibum. And as a marshal, Reuven and Shimon, Rechman Slan, and Reuven dies, Rechman Slan, and he's childless. Shimon has to do Yibum with his sister-in-law, Reuven's, right? That's the din, with Reuven's wife. Now, what if Reuven was married to Mamzeres, and now can he do Yibum with the Mamzeres? So the din of Mishnah says not. The Gemara says, why not? Why don't you ask the Dachalosa? Versus at the end, you do say it. It's Durabanan, because he might have a second Bia. But the Mishnah starts, gives a whole list of Isurim. The first one it says is Almana Lekoyen Godel. In other words, Ruvain HaKoyen, Shimon HaKoyen. Ruvain dies, his brother Shimon is a Kohen Godel. And obviously now this lady is an Almana, right? An Almana. Almana, right, is also to Kohen Godel, right? Only a Kohen Godel is also Almana. Zokta Gemara, Bishlam Minasuin, if she was married to his brother, meaning not just Erisin, but, right, Nasuin, they lived with each other already. And she's a Bu'ula. So what do we know about a Kohen Godel? Besides the Lav of Almana, there's the Essa of Ki'im Psula Ma'amav Yikach. Psula Ma'amav Yikach. There's an Issa Bu'ula, meaning Essa Besula. So the Gemara, that I understand. Ein Essa Deicha Loisa Seve Essa. That's what the Gemara says. The Essa of Yibim cannot be Deicha Almana and Bu'ula. Right? Fractisis, why not? What did we just learn in this Gemara? That if it's a lav she'ena shava b'koil, and it could be daicha, so why is it different in this Gemara? That's Tosfos discussion. Void kosher. The command of Perek Bey is gabe almano l'koyin godel choletzes v'lo mismemes. She does choletzes. Parach, bishum emin esuin. I understand nesuin, meaning she had bia. Lo osi esav daicha loisav esav. Emin ha'erisin leisi esav litcha loisav emin ha'erisin. Why was it good for the loisav ha'esei? V'halav ha'esei she'ena shava koil hi. That's Tosfos' kasha. Okay? The lav of amana and besula is a lav ha'esei she'ena shava koil. And this Gemara says something that's ena shava koil, like shaving your payas. Let's skip over the line. V'oimari, towards the end of the next line. V'oimari, everybody has that? Yeah? Okay. V'oimari. The loy dummy, it's not similar to this Gemara. The lava esa de giluach have itfei ein shava b'kol. The lava esa of shaving your payas is more ein shava b'kol.
Less
shava b'kol. Itfei ein shava b'kol. More ein a shava b'kol.
That means even less shava?
Even whatever. No, I don't know. What you mean. It's more ein a shava b'kol.
Does that mean that fewer people involved? But more
let's see. It's what it says. Itfei ein shava b'kol. She'ein shove b'chol noshim, because it's not noig in any women, right? Aval almana l'koyin godel, gabema ha'isha oisa isura k'moy koyin aba aleha. The kari le kari be lo yikachu lo yisikach v'lo mitchle esa di yibum. Afagav deina shove elo b'kahanim. Here Tosfos says that this is called less deina shove b'koyel. Almana, why?
One woman involved.
Because what?
There's one woman who has to have
the... Why one woman?
The one who's going to be married to the...
Why one woman?
The one who's going to marry Kohen Godel is going to also have an issue.
No, 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 but all... What are you saying?
Wait, only Almana.
No, only okay. More than, all Almanas, that's true.
Only
all, what? One second. Most of us are not Kahanim here? Right. Any Kahanim here? Too? Yeah, right. Totally. Okay. What mitzvah does your wife have that you don't have?
The Tama Lameisim.
What?
The Tama Lameisim for...
Me?
The Tama Lameisim.
The Tama Lameisim. No, Koyin, you're right. I said, yeah, we who are not Kohen, that's true. I'm saying the opposite. Most of our wives have an issa that we don't have.
That I don't have? Yidashtay.
What?
I
can't hear you.
Which? When she has a
kiddashta. She doesn't have a kiddashta. You mean the lav of... Which kiddashta? Not kiddashta. That's not the right word. A woman has the lav of a grusha. Every woman has the lav of grusha. A woman cannot, who's a grusha cannot marry a kohen. So all women have that issur. Right?
Even though it says grusha lesikach.
Right, but the Gemara darshans and yavamas... That it goes on the woman too. We don't have it. We're not Kahana. We can't have the love. All women have it. Even if they're not a grusha, they have it. Just like you have the Issa of Muhammad. It's not Pesach now. She happens not. You have the Issa of Nazir. All of us have the Issa of Nazir. We're not Nazirim, but we have that Issa. So women, has, not because, not this almana, not all almanas, all women. All women have the love of almana. That's what Taisa said. Grusha is the example I'm giving. Taisa talking about a Grusha, almana.
Almana, she wouldn't have it because she's dead.
No, the husband's dead.
The husband's dead.
How can she have the issa of almana?
If she's an almana, she cannot marry a kohen gadol.
She's the almana.
Right. But what we don't have, we're not kahanim. Tuli has it, even though Mitzvah would be a kohen gadol. But meanwhile, he's not. But he could be. He has the love. He has the potential, just like we have potential to become a nazir. So women. So what's Tysus answering? The Gemara's case of Payas, how many people have the love of Payas? Let's assume, without going to the Shidduch crisis, there's 50 and 50. Right? 50% men, 50% women. 50% of the population has the issa of shaving payas. As far as almana kohen gadol, how much percentage of the population has that issa?
Very
high. 60%, let's call it. 50% women, 10% kahanim. Let's assume kahanim at 10%, whatever you want to call it. Right? What? Yeah, you don't have to talk about kohen gadol. All kahanim. All kahanim. Again, all, like we said, all kahanim can be kohen gadol. They all have the issa. They're just not a kohen gadol right now. Just like right now, I'm not a nazir. Right now, it's not Pesach, but I have it, okay? Essa is not doicha loises of essa. It's a klal. Mechatesi. It's a chiddush that it should be, because loises of essa is stronger. But now we have a pasuk. What's that pasuk talking about? A lav of shaving a payas, which is how much of the person's population?
50.
Now, Tesis brings a case with how much of the population? 60. You can't learn out from there. That's what he means, Gavriel. That's how you should say it. In other words, you're right. About it's Eina Shava Bakol also. It's Eina Shava Bakol. But since it's more than the Shirish, where you're learning it out from, Bosh it. Where you're learning out from, cover the, not cover the beast. Where you're learning out, Esa Dechalos of Esa. From shaving payas. Shaving payas is a weaker love because it's only on 50%. Now, Tais says, I found you also something which is not a whole population. But it's not, oh, it's not on the whole population, it's on 50%. 60% is already stronger. Yeah, you don't see as a dechalos of say. Let's use the reverse now. Right? What's with Kivegas Kasha? Cover the brias is not dechalav. But the love of kuhuna, of being metamet tameis is. How much percentage of the population, where do you know that from? It's a pasuk. Pasuk says a kohen gadol can be metamet to a meis mitzvah. So we're talking about kahanim. According to what Tuli says, 10% is the pasuk. So how much this pasuk that allows covered abriyas to be doiche, right, to be nitcha, to be doiche, the issa. How much, that issa is how much of the population? 10%. So all I know is that covered abriyas is doicha issa, which is on 10% of the population. Mashenka, what's in Kivegas Kasa? Shatness. If you say women are part of from shatness, how much of the population is it? 50. Who says that covered abriyas is doicha 50? Pashut. It's not a question of more shabakol, less shabakol. Pshat is you have to look at the shayrish where you know this din. This din is on 10%. Anything above 10. So what do we have? 50. 50 is above 10. Over there, it's the opposite. What is that? Not the opposite. It's just, where do we see Eser Dechalosa? 50%. Surei Kohuna, 60%. All women have it. I think it's a very simple test. Same thing with tzitzis. What's his kasha on the Magen Avraham? That tzitzis should be covered in brias. Tzitzis is on 50% of the population. You can't learn it out. Now, I will say over an Eglei Tal. In the Gdama to the Eglei Tal, in Tshuvas Avinezi, he uses the Lalacha. He brings this tzitzis. He says, Vadavar tzarech bir. What makes it more Shabbakol Enishkos? He says it's more, you could call it Drush, you could call it Chassidus, but the word is Amari Dikavart. Not so much that I think it could be really shot in Taisvis, but the word is Amari Dikavart. The Gemara says in Soita that every mitzvah, they are Dalad Brises. Lilmaid, Lilamaid, Lishmo, it's not clear, but let's learn like the Brisk Rav, which means to hand down the Messiah, give over the Messiah. Lishma, you have to, you know, you have a halacha, give it over the way it is. Velasos, right? Velasos means to do the mitzvah. Now, Zok Davineza, it says, a man, every is shaykh to every mitzvah. Tumas kahanim, I'm not a kohen, but if I have the lilmaid of tumas kahanim. I have the lilamid of tumas kahanim. I have the lishma of tumas kahanim. I learn about Tumas Kahanim. I can learn about a Melech. I can learn something which has nothing to do with me. Okay? So I, as far as the mitzvah itself, I have a shaychus to that mitzvah. Right? Any mitzvah that there is, we have. A woman only has a shaychus to the mitzvah because she has to do it. That's what Avi Nezer says. That he brings it lalacha, where the women have to make birkas atayra. Oh, big shayla. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Nashim Mevarchas birkas atayra. Does it mean they're chayav? Or does it mean that they could? So Avi Nezer says, there's no mitzvah. So, many, the Goyin himself, Goyin says, women are potter from Talmud Torah. What do you mean? So he brings it out like this. He says, they have to learn Shagasai, yes, they have to learn. Women have to learn how they're going to keep Shabbos. They don't learn. How they're going to be good Jews if they're on the Musa? How they're going to, whatever, be machazikas to go come learn on Sunday morning if they don't know what Torah is about? They say, well, it's Sunday morning, come mow the lawn, right? What are you going out to learn for? They have to learn about it. So their learning, though, is not lilmoy or lilamid lasas. What is it? Lasas. How are you going to do? How's a woman going to keep Hilchas Shabbos? She doesn't have Shabbos. How's she going to keep Hilchas Tyrus and Mishpacha if she doesn't have Tyrus and Mishpacha? V'chul, v'chul. So she has the lasas. Oh, Zokt Avinezes. So he says like this. Heyes, women have no shaychus because they have no issa of payas. So how much of the population has the mitzvah of payas? All men and not women. So forget about 50%. It's not like women don't have it. Masha ain ken kahuna, all women have it, all kahanim have it, and all men have the mitzvah to learn it. So they have a shaykh to mitzvah. So he says that's what it means. It's tvei shava b'kol. It's sort of a shava b'kol. Why? It's not on the same level as the koyin. The koyin has the lil moed lalamed lishmar v'lasos. But I have the lil moed lalamed lishmar. I don't have the lasos because I'm not a koyin. So a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have, she has no shaychus to the mitzvah. Because she doesn't have the lil moed, the klal, the lamed, lishma. Only thing she can have is lasa. She has lasa of Shabbos, she has lasa of Kiddush, she has the lasa of matzah, she has lasa of whatever it is. But in Pegas, she has no. So that's ain shav b'kol. Masha ain ken, it's a very shein of art. In Taisa's pshat, it's hard to imagine Taisa meant it. But in the nekuda of what learning is, it's negeya, the whole shayla of woman making birchas Torah. He's same thing as the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, women only learn, right, it's a lot, Gradon also has to do with yesterday's parsha, or this week's parsha, Nasa v'nishma. Beis Halevi has a whole marach, it's in Chumash, right, he says that it's not to, nishma means to learn, but not to learn in order to do. To learn in order to learn. Nasa means you got to do. Of course, if you're going to do, what are you going to do? You're going to keep Shabbos, learn Shabbos. You put on tefillin, you got to learn tefillin. But there's a mitzvah called nishma, to learn the Torah, even if it's not negayas. To learn Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, not because one day it's going to be, even if it's not negayu. To learn the halachas of kahuna, because of nishma. Masha'en came, women just have the nasa of it, meaning that they have the mitzvah to do. Memela they have to learn, right? That the Rishonim say women make birchas Torah because they have to learn the mitzvahs that they have. He says not mitzad the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzad the Avinezer says a nice tzushda. Says Tois Yisharim that as far as Kimle Rabinei, that the Chiv Misa and the Chiv Mammon have to come the same moment. If the thing you're doing is impossible to do, right? The Gemara talks about eating chaylev, which is kares, kotor b'chon rekana. But in order to do that, the Gemara says, you're taking it, and you're eating somebody else's chaylev. So you have karis and mammon. So Gemara says, no, you can bend down and eat it. You don't have to pick it up. So the Tais Yisharim is medayik. What happens if a person is built in such, let's say human beings were built in such a way that they can't bend down, right? Right? They have to pick up something to eat it. The picking up is also part of the eating. Because since you can't do the eating without it, it's part of the ma'isa. So he uses that Avinezer, and he says, that says Mamela, he says, women's learning is the pshat, in order to do the right thing, they have to learn. He uses this, you saw this taste of an interesting, a few other places, he says, Atifas Yishmaelim. He says, what's up as we do Atifas Yishmaelim? We're not Yishmaelim. He says, of interesting Zach, I think based on a Rav, Zman Krishma, till when, Gaba? You don't have to know, you're an early minion. What?
Three hours in a day.
Vesepis, because that's when people wake up. That's not the. It's not the same sleep. We don't have the same sleeping habit. Bachim sleep later. Right? If they didn't wake them up, they, I don't know what time they die. I don't know. I never used an alarm clock when I was a kid. I don't know these guys. They have alarm clocks and they can't wake up, right? So he says, because everything goes according to Matan Torah. What it was in Matan Torah. That's how the Torah is compared. In Matan Torah, they dress like Ishmaelim. So Atifim is Ishmaelim. So he says, interesting. That's his whole, Chiddush, Avneza, Metzitza Beper. We know that many people make Metzitza Beper, not going into it. I once heard from a rival, when they had a whole big controversy about Metzitza Beper, so Feivel said, he held it's almost Yarg Val Yaver, Metzitza Beper, that the government, he says, I said, Feivel, your mom showed Metzitza Beper? He says, no. I have no, because that's what it is. There was a mohel that wanted that in this yeshiva, we should only Metzitza Beper. And I fought him. I said, you can't do that. There are plenty of poiskim that says, you don't need Metzitza Beper. You know, I think the Germans, I don't know all Germans, but Hirsch was very marked, but I don't know if they, right, they have different, but you can't all of a sudden, right, the Mishnah Berurah says you can use a kli. Right? So they thought, nah, somebody put their hands on the Mishnah Berurah. You know, they relax. It's Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah didn't like, you know, good, good. He says, that's fine. You don't have to do Metzitza Beper. But that the government tells you what you have to do, that's already getting into religion. That they have no right to do. So Avinez says, what's up? He says, it's not a sakana anymore. There's no sakana if you're not Metzitza Beper. He says, but Matan Torah was. That was the way. So part of the mitzvah was to do Metzitza Beper because he couldn't do it any other way. Anything that was done Matan Torah, he brings this, it stays the mitzvah the way. It's a pshat in it, but that's...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.